Just when you think this festival can't get any bigger, it takes things to another level. But that's what Astroworld is all about. From the music to the festivities, fans say they're getting everything they expected, and then some. This world is like walking into another world.
Travis Scott is the GOAT.
Astroworld, Houston native Travis Scott's fantasy.
What's this, bro?
Come to life. From the carnival to the music to fashion that speaks volumes on its own.
I definitely wanted to stand out without doing like too much. I don't know, y'all tell me, is this too much?
A Ferris wheel, games, and huge lines.
I'm pretty sure everyone in this line expected it to be.
Set the stage for the performances that headline their tickets.
I'm super excited for SZA.
Festival goers like Jasmine Barajas have made it to all three Astroworlds.
Just for the atmosphere.
She's proud that Scott brought the event to his hometown, which has had charitable events in the week leading up to the festival.
He's done so much, and especially for the community.
And to have Astroworld back this year after it was postponed because of COVID in 2020 is a dream come true for these fans.
What's up, everybody? This is your host of the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. My name is Isaac Weishaupt. We got a late breaking news show. I want to talk to you about Travis Scott and this Astroworld tragedy that happened, right? And for clarity, I'm recording this Saturday morning, November 6th, okay? So it's possible some of this information will change. All I can do is give you a snapshot in time. What we're going to talk about specifically, because this is a field of research that I dabble in, the idea of occult ritual sacrifice, blood sacrifice, the energies it produces for the magician. And we're going to talk about, a very dark subject, right? So, like, first and foremost, like, just to put it out there, my condolences for the tragedy that happened here. I don't want to sound crass about things, but these are topics that we need to understand so that if this is really happening, we can be armed with the knowledge and the understanding to prevent such a thing. Because the main idea of why I researched this particular field of study is that for hundreds and hundreds of years, there's been this spiritual ceremony of blood sacrifice to the gods. And we're led to believe that this doesn't happen anymore, and I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You look at the Bohemian Grove cremation of care ceremony where they do mock sacrifice of children, supposedly mock in effigy to the big owl god of Minerva of wisdom. And these are the world's elites. You want to believe they don't actually do this in real life? I just have a hard time with that. So anyway, I wanted to very briefly today discuss this Astroworld concert festival. We're going to talk about what happened. We're going to talk about Travis Scott and all of his Illuminati symbolism I've covered for many, many years. We're going back almost 7 years now on this guy. The symbolism of the Astroworld festival, the sacrifice ideas behind what happened, the location and timing, there's going to be a couple little mini bombshells in here that it might blow your mind, because it blew mine, at least. So without further ado, and before we get started, I do want to, I'm a big hip-hop guy, right? Surprisingly, Travis Scott, not a guy I follow that closely, as far as like his music goes. I've watched a lot of his videos, because I did analysis of his occult symbolism, and he's got a ton of it. And we're going to go through some highlights of that. But there's like nuances of Travis Scott in this festival that I personally I don't really follow. I don't really care. Okay. So I'm sure there's some areas where we could add to this theory is what I'm trying to say. What happened? Why are we talking about this? Well, I'll read you from TMZ because they had an article about this that we're going to come back to a little bit later. Travis Scott's first night of his Astroworld concert in Houston turned into a horrific tragedy Friday night, leaving 8 people dead and more than 300 injured. and there were signs of trouble even before the concert began. 50,000 people filled the sold-out venue when, at around 9 p.m., people began surging toward the stage. People started getting crushed and panic ensued, according to Houston Fire Chief Sam Pena. People began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic. At least 8 people died in the stampede. 11 people went into cardiac arrest and were rushed to the hospital. When the 300 fans went to the field hospital, they were, let's see here. It says, someone working the festival tells TMZ that people were hopping on camera platforms, begging concert staff to end the show after the stampede erupted. They said anything climbable was climbed. They also say there were several thousand pairs of shoes left behind as people fled. They call it a crime scene. It was chaotic. Medical personnel could not handle all the injured. And there's a video showing them performing CPR. And Travis Scott's, I don't know what their status is. Are they married? Exes? I don't know. Kylie Jenner. I guess she was posting photos and videos on her Instagram of the chaos. And some people thought that was in poor taste. But on TMZ, you can watch some of these videos. And man, it's disturbing. They're doing the CPR. I couldn't imagine. What a nightmare. This crazy loud music. They're still doing the performance, right? Oh, terrible. So they canceled the remaining 2 days of the festival. Now, why are we picking on Travis Scott? Well, I did an analysis back when I wasn't banned from everything. I had a video and a whole article with pictures. And I'll try to put up a little mini compilation on my Instagram so you can see what I'm talking about. Some of the greatest hits of his occult symbolism that he's given us over the years. I'm on Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes. Like and subscribe. But back in 2015, I did this comprehensive analysis, right? And we talked about how Travis Scott, which isn't his real name. That's his magical name, because the magician always has to take on the name of something else. Well, his first album was Owl Pharaoh, right? And it was the symbolism of the owl on the cover, which obviously the owl, when you look at the history of the occult, symbolizes wisdom or knowledge, the gnosis, Minerva, the goddess. Travis Scott's real name is Jacques Webster II, by the way. but anyways, he buds with Drake, right? They've collaborated many times. Mr. Minerva himself, I've covered Drake for many, many, many years, giving us the symbolism of the owl. October's Very Own is his label. And the symbolism of that with the OVO is the owl eyes and the beak. The owl represents knowledge, and the knowledge refers to Lucifer, the enlightened one, the light bearer who bestows upon man the forbidden knowledge. That's why they do this stuff. It's the forbidden knowledge of Lucifer. That's the short version. If you want the long version, listen to some more of my shows, get my books, get The Dark Path, right? Amazon, Audible, whatever. He's also had some back masking on a track called Don't Play, where he apparently says, Hail Satan. And he's worn a lot of clothing with the inverted crosses, pentagrams. In the Quintana video, he's wearing an inverted pentagram, and he's on fire. I mean, he's not real bashful about it. And the pentagram, of course, inverted, is the goat. It's got the horns as the bottom legs of the star, which are obviously upright. It's pointing towards hell, away from the heavens. The ears are the other part of the star, and then you got the goat's beard, which is the pointy part, right? A video called Mamacita, he had a monolith, because he's got a lot of alchemy symbolism. The symbols of the practitioners of the occult believe that you can perfect the spirit of man through the alchemical process. And that's what Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey has represented as the alien intelligence, the monolith. And you see that in his Mamacita video. And if you look through a lot of the magazine covers he's been on, you'll see the symbolism of the all-seeing eye many, many, many times. And we're going to come back to the all-seeing eye because that plays a role in what happened. In the Goosebumps video, he goes through the entire alchemical process from the blackening into the phoenix with the dissolution of the ego, visually depicted in the video, where he falls on a lightning bolt. He falls like lightning, like Lucifer. And then, of course, you've got the logo for Cactus Jack. That's like his, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a huge Travis Scott fan. I don't know if that's his alter ego or an album or something, Cactus Jack. It's the logo. It's a cross. It's shown to us in a cross with a shining halo. Because for a lot of these rappers, Kanye West was doing this for a long time, and now he's kind of a mixed message. I don't know what's going on with Kanye, but for a while there, a lot of artists, they were talking about how they were God, literally. And that's what this is about. For the magicians, it's about the deification of man becoming God. Then in 2019, Travis Scott was in the Super Bowl halftime show, and he came down as the fallen angel from the skies. He even had the Eye of Fjord, which is like a satanic symbol for the eye, the satanic eye, if you look closely enough. And I think I had those images up. If you go back to February 2019 on my Instagram, you can see what I'm talking about. And around the same time, he had this Highest in the Room track. And the symbolism of the artwork for the single and the video shows a ladder ascending into the clouds, which is a very Luciferian thing. I talked about this on the show I did way back when. It's called the Ascent of the Ladder of Perfection. It's a Luciferian concept. Now, let's fast forward to the Astro World Festival, okay? This is the third festival he's done. You know, it's like a big music festival, so it's got a million different artists. It's a few days long. I'm sure it's a total nightmare. I'm not a concert goer or festival goer, especially. I grew out of that a long time ago. Concerts are a nightmare. They're a nightmare. Unless you go to old people concerts, those are cool. And you're chilling, you got a seat. There's no chaos. Not a bunch of idiots pushing you. But if you go to his website for Astroworld, you'll see, and I've got this image on the Instagram right now for this exact show, you'll see some strange symbols on the artwork promoting the show. You'll see hands with the all-seeing eyes inside the hands. This is the all-seeing eye is, of course, the third eye, the pineal gland, which fits into the idea of the human blood sacrifice, which we're going to cover here very, very soon. All right, let me get through a couple things, and then we'll get into the sacrifice. So keep that in the back pocket. You got these all-seeing eyes on the logo. Then you've got some text scrawled on the side. It says, "See you on the other side." And the other side is a Kabbalistic reference to the other side of the Tree of Life, which is where the Klepoth reside, the dark demonic forces, the inverted reality, the other dimension. Or you could just say, well, see you on the other side means you're about to enter a new realm, a new territory. And you can actually see this was actually on the stage as well. It said, see ya on the other side, spelled Y-A. Whereas on the festival's website, it's Y-O-U, see you on the other side. Minor difference. A shout out to Alt Daz on Twitter. Alt Daz says he's leaving Twitter. I don't know. Keep saying he's going to do it. I haven't seen him do it yet. Just anyway, yeah, shout out Alt Daz on Twitter. Now, And you could argue that this is about the change of perspective, which is what the initiates must go through, a ritual, literally, kind of like what Alice in Wonderland goes through. She goes through the looking glass. She goes underground. She falls down the rabbit hole, and everything's a change of perspective. So when it says, see you on the other side, that could exactly be what's happening here. Now, should you doubt, should you think, Isaac, you're being crazy, bro. On the same Astro World artwork, you'll see the phrase, open your eyes to a whole new universe. And should you still have doubts, my friends, the graphic, and you got to see these images on my Instagram, I'm telling you, to see it is to believe it. Because it all makes sense when you put it into this context. There's a graphic shown of a person walking through a doorway or a portal into this new reality, into this new realm. And when the concert goers, when they arrive on the grounds to Astral World, they walk through a skull. It's the skull of Travis Scott. But this is a Freemasonic idea. You face death. That's what the rituals usually are, is you face death so that you can be spiritually reborn into something else. So you walk through the skull to get into Astral World. And it tells you all on the logos for the show what's happening. And those hands with the all-seeing eyes inside of them, they are over top of a pyramid that looks exactly like Chichen Itza in Mexico, this sacrificial temple. And at the top of that pyramid of the Chichen Itza, you see the spiraling of the new realm. And you see that same spiral in the O of Astral World. The spiral represents the evolution of man, the entrance to the new dimension, the new world, which is ironically what Travis Scott is working on, is his album called Utopia, The New World. And we've talked about this so many times. The spiral shows up in many films. Interstellar is one that comes to mind immediately. The one with Leo DiCaprio, The Revenant, right? The spiral shows up as the guiding force, the guiding symbol on his journey. And here it is on the logo. Now, the history of sacrifice. Let's talk about Chichen Itza a little bit. The Mayans, they used to rip out the hearts at the top of Chichen Itza. And they did this because there's these, in this sort of magical pagan understanding of the world, blood is the life force, and it holds the magical properties. And if you read from, I got a book from 1978. I bought this book to do my Hocus Pocus film analysis, which is dropping next week, and that one's going to be hot. I'm going to drop it like it's hot. It's the complete book of spells, ceremonies, and magic. It details blood sacrifice, and it talks about how sacrifice is done for the gods as a form of communication. Regardless of whether this communication is good or evil, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to read you from that book. From page 159, chapter 14, The Spirit of Sacrifice, says, blood has been often equated with the vital force that energizes the body. Primitive man must have observed many times the death of a wounded person through the loss of blood. It would have then been natural for him to suppose that blood was the animating principle of life. From this idea to the identification of blood and spirit, and thus with God, is but a short step. For this reason, a blood sacrifice to God means simply a restoration of spirit to the initial source. Sacrifice can, on the whole, be seen as the means man uses to acknowledge his dependence on the unseen powers controlling life, growth, and death. It is in many ways a form of communication with the gods and the ratification of a spiritual agreement or pact between man and a spiritual force, be it for good or evil. The satanic pacts that have come down to us from medieval times call for the magician's use of his own blood in signing the demonic agreement. And it goes on and it discusses the concept of the scapegoat, a goat charged with the sins of the community to be sacrificed to the gods. And it's very interesting that many call Travis Scott the goat. But to be fair, that's a claim they lobby at whatever your favorite rapper is. He's the goat, the greatest of all time. But some would argue that this is very true with Travis Scott. And in the book, it talks about the Aztecs and the Incas and how they would do sacrifice to the gods. And they do this at the top of their temples, at the Chichen Itza Pyramid, for example. And we discussed this in my first Alien book, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1. Now available on Amazon, Audible, or get your signed copy, gumroad.com/IsaacW. Link in the show notes, as always. But in that book, I talked to you about how historically the color green associates with the emerald or the gem jade, and it symbolizes the ripe blood. And when they would kill their victims for the sacrifice, it would have to be a very horrific manner. They would tear off the limbs and pull the heart out violently because they were unleashing the life force and they wanted to have enough inertia and force to make it all the way back to the gods. That's why they would do that. And when they did it, when these Aztecs, and this is in the book, they talk about they would have these massive celebrations and feasts, a festival, if you will, kind of like these concert festivals. And these festivals would culminate with the sacrifice of a human to the gods by tearing out the hearts. Now, what's really curious about this, and again, as of this recording, things might change. 7:30 a.m. Pacific time, TMZ says this. A source connected to Astroworld tells TMZ someone in the crowd went crazy and began injecting people with some sort of drug, which caused panic and then a surge. The source says authorities are trying to determine if those who went into cardiac arrest were the ones injected. We're told one of those who died is a 10-year-old. The source says it appears to be a targeted attack. We have not confirmed this report, but the source is a key person involved with the festival. So that just adds some very strange ideas to this. To purposefully cause the cardiac arrest stuff, right? I don't know what to make of that. I'm just throwing it out there because you see all these strange connections. Could be something, could be nothing. That's up to you. Like I always say, choose your own reality, right? Now, the location and timing of the sacrifice is also important to these occultists. When it comes to sacrifice, we're going to go back to the book. Let's go back to the book. On page 160, it says, the places in which sacrifices are offered vary from culture to culture. In primitive times, sacrifices were offered in caves, groves, hills, and so on. The development of civilization brought about a new consciousness in the sacrificial rites. Temples were built to serve as the abodes of the gods. Within the temple altar or altars, the sacrifices were offered to the deities. The temple was seen as an analog of a royal court and the priests as god-king servants. Sacrifices were made to the gods in conjunction with special requests, both personal and communal, blase, blase, blah. So, here's the temple grounds of Astroworld, the place where they're telling you flat out you're about to enter a new realm, a new dimension, and here's your rapper gods, and we're going to make a sacrifice to the gods. Isn't that something? We'll come back to that in just a second in the conclusion, because we're almost done here. Now, you've got this also, again, this is, again, to tie into the weird injection theory. The timing is very strange because Kanye West, of course, married to Kim Kardashian, Travis Scott with Kylie Jenner, and everyone's split up or whatever, right? But the odd timing is Kanye just did this very public interview on, Noriega's podcast? I haven't listened to it yet. It just released. And at the same, I mean, this is the same week, right? And also, Kim Kardashian hooking up with Pete Davidson in the same week. And he surely must be a magician for him to be getting all these hot chicks. I don't understand it. But it's very strange timing. Then another strange piece of timing. The Houston Astros, they just lost the World Series in Houston just down the street. Just a day ago, 2 days ago, whatever. The festival was at their former stadium, the Astrodome, at the Energy Park. And the Astros, they lost at the, I guess they're, I don't follow sports ball. They lost the Minute Maid Park, I guess. I guess that's not the same. Two different things. But what's curious is that the Houston Astros is a term related to astral, like the astral plane. The astral plane is where the magicians operate. They call it the realm of the visual imagination, where the mystic and the magicians travel with their spirit. And this third eye is the seat of human consciousness and the point of contact between mind and spirit. And in that complete book of spells, ceremonies, and magic, it talks about the pineal gland as the third eye. And the hormones produced from the pineal gland, and it relates to the sex functions of children. And you're going to hear a lot more on that exact idea, when you listen to my Hocus Pocus show next week. So stay subscribed to the show. This Hocus Pocus show, I'm going to go over the movie Hocus Pocus, and it's going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow the doors off this Disney thing. You're not going to believe what you hear. I'm telling you, you're not going to believe it. You're going to be in shock at the occult sacrifice child pineal gland ritualistic adrenochrome talk we're dropping next week. But yeah, this Astro World Festival, I couldn't confirm the sequence of performers, but I was following some rap accounts on Instagram, and the last thing I saw was Drake performing with Travis Scott. And Drake, of course, I've talked about for many years for his Minerva Bohemian Grove symbolism, the all-seeing eye. He's been doing it a lot. I even had a whole show talking about the allegations of him being involved in the death of XXXTentacion. Allegations, of course, my friends. And this Astroworld Festival tragedy happened just days after Samhain, a massive sacrificial night for the witches and pagans and Satanists. So in conclusion, let's wrap it up. These celebrities, these rappers, they are the modern day gods. Right or wrong, they live amongst us as gods. It's the closest thing we have to the pagan Roman gods, right? Anything they want can happen. And to sacrifice human beings in front of the gods is very much in line with the ancient rituals, especially when you consider that they used to do these sacrifices at festivals, at celebrations. The same exact kind of location. And then you get into Fringeville, and the Aztecs would rip out the hearts of the sacrifice. And you combine that with this idea of the theory of the cardiac arrest, and maybe, right? Maybe. But Travis Scott's been plugging his new project called Utopia, which fits into this whole Illuminati agenda. In fact, his last Instagram post about this whole thing, he says, "Third annual Astro World Fest line is now here. Welcome to Utopia. We morphed the grounds into a new universe this year. Can't wait for y'all to see it, and I'm bringing some Avengers with me." And it's curious, right? Because the utopia of the Illuminati thought leaders, occultists, whatever you want to believe in, talking about Helena Blavatsky, Aleister Crowley, it requires blood sacrifice. It requires population reduction. And depending on whether you're reading some of these, you know, Aldous Huxley intellectual types or your Aleister Crowley occultist types, they'll label it different ways. And some just talk about population reduction. Some talk about straight up blood sacrifice to the gods. And it all could be very well connected. So did Travis Scott, or maybe someone just involved with this, a handler, a puppet master, did they architect actual human sacrifice to the gods, to the rapper gods? I have no idea. Clearly, I have no idea. I looked at this topic, and it was a lot more... There was a lot more depth to it than I would initially think. When I wrote my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, back in 2014, I have a whole chapter about rappers and the blood sacrifice theory. So this just fits in line with it. And that's the argument I've been presenting for all these years, is for hundreds of years, people who follow these pagan ideas believe in human sacrifice. Who are we to believe that there's not an underground faction of folks who still buy into this and still worship at this altar of blood sacrifice to the gods? The aliens, I'd argue. So there you go. Travis Scott, Astral World, blood sacrifice theory. Again, all condolences to victims related anywhere in this tragedy. It's horrific. It's terrible, right? Check out my Instagram photos and tell me what you think. You think this is crazy? You think it's got some truth? Go to my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Link in the show notes, as always. Take a look at those images. Tell me you don't see the Chichen Itza temple. Tell me you don't see the phrase, see you on the other side. Tell me you don't see a man stepping through a portal to a new universe. Tell me you don't hear Travis Scott saying, I made a new universe for you, the utopia. This is a mass ritual. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. What do I know? Okay. You know the drill. Until next time, stay woke.